At Ritual, we're celebrating all moms this Mother's Day, current and aspiring. So whether you're looking for fertility support, natal choline, or our best-selling clinically backed prenatal, we've got you covered. Find your Ritual. Go to ritual.com/podcast and for a limited time, get 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Based on net sales from industry data, including Nielsen IQ, Stackline, and Numerator as of Q4 2024 in top 5 products.
Welcome to Dish Nation! 50 Cent is losing weight, and fans are wondering if he had some special help.
And later, we're dishing with Egypt Sherrod and Mike Jackson about their show, Married to Real Estate. But Tanner, what's up first?
All right, Jesse, we learned a couple days ago that Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello broke up because he wants kids. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
And she doesn't want any more because her son Manolo is already 32 years old. Well, on Watch What Happens Live, Andy Cohen and Real Housewives of Miami star Alexia Nepola turned the conversation to Bad Bunny, who name-checked Sofia in his song Monaco. Guys, check this out.
And by the way, he's single. Well, I don't know if he's single
well,
or not.
Let's
Would
not
you
go
ever
crazy.
Date him?
Let's
no?
not go crazy.
Okay, okay.
He's younger than my son, Manolo.
Oh, okay. No,
is that right?
They can't be younger
Manolo
than our
is 32.
Son.
Is that the rule? They can't be younger than
I
my
mean,
son?
I mean, for me,
than
it's always son? Been that. I've always had that rule.
No, to me, they can't be younger than 50. I'm 51.
Really?
Oh, okay, 49.
That's your rule?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of tight. What? Ain't no wiggle room in there.
Like the 49 to 51
yeah,
range?
I think she could give a little more wiggle room, like 10 years.
10 years younger?
Yeah, 10 years younger, yeah. Because Sofia, like, look at how she looks, bro. Yeah,
she wants
right.
to do this, she that doesn't have enough energy to go out and cheat. You know what I'm saying? Somebody who has a good bedtime, who gets tired probably around 8 or 9, yeah. that, you know? Like, these parameters may make dudes stop lying about their age and be like, all right, man, I'm 57. What's up?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and come out. You know what I mean?
Right. She want a seasoned man, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, a man with a strong hand. Somebody with an easy touch.
Yeah.
Somebody could spend the night and go home without a heated rush.
Yeah, Sofia still, she looks too good. She looks too good to be with a man who's not maybe physically healthy.
And she still need to be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure she's got a type, so you know.
Yeah.
And I'm today's years old when I found out she got a kid named after the dude from Scarface.
Oh, really?
I didn't know her son's name was Manolo.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Manolo Blahnik. I didn't know the shoe guy.
Yeah, that could be that, too.
She probably got some of those as well.
Right.
He probably knows the creator of those.
Okay. All right, y'all. Well, the other day we talked about Jason Kelce going wild and taking his shirt off to cheer his brother Travis. A Missouri shop called Eileen's Colossal Cookies even recreated the viral moment on a huge cookie cake using chocolate shavings for his chest hair.
Nice. Outstanding.
But as the brothers shared on their New Heights podcast, Jason's wife, Kylie, wasn't too thrilled about his drunken, shirtless escapades. Mm. Check it out.
I'm not gonna lie, I gave Kylie a heads up. The moment we got into the suite, I said, I'm taking my shirt off and I'm jumping out of that suite. And she said, Jason, don't you dare. I was like, hey, just letting you know what's happening. I'm not asking for permission. I'm doing this.
Once a Kelce man's determined, there's no stopping him.
And she was already telling me to be on my best behavior because we were meeting Taylor.
This is hilarious.
I was like, Kylie, when I met you, the first day I met you, I was blacked out drunk and fell asleep at the bar. This is part of the charm. This is part of the Jason Kelce charm.
Yeah, but I don't blame his wife.
What?
Because with him doing that, taking his shirt off, honey, to the public like that, and that woman, Taylor, that's subliminal messages. Men do that, honey.
What does that mean? What's
Let them know, babe, this is what you could give.
Yeah,
oh!
Trust me. I don't think she's really into buying what he's offering.
Right.
Because the other guy's in a lot more shape.
I actually really respect it. Because think of it. He said that's the first time they're meeting Taylor. She's obviously a huge star, and he doesn't care at all. He said, I'm going hard. I'm doing my thing.
I'm going to be who I am, and I like to show my breath.
Yeah.
As a man, I am comfortable with my breast. Yeah. I like to show them.
My taco meat.
Exactly. Yeah. You're going to see it. This is what
my taco meat. Baby, they made a cake cookie out of me.
Okay.
I hope Carvel buys the patent to that and keeps making that cake. Yeah. That could replace Cookie Puss. If you know, you know.
I love Jason.
Cookie
I love his personality.
You know, it was the one they made with the ice cream cone as the nose, like they used to always.
That sounds like something I could call my pocketbook. Y'all from the club to the gym. 50 Cent took to social media to flaunt his weight loss, y'all. He captioned the pic,
GLG, green light gang 2024. I'm gonna shake things up. Time to work, let's get it.
Now,
fans couldn't help but notice how Diff Fifth looked and wondered if he had used the popular diabetes drug Ozempic to achieve his slimmer figure. Well, Fifth did respond saying, no Ozempic here. He was running around on tour and went to the gym, and that's what helped him drop 43 pounds, y'all. What y'all think?
He lying.
He is lying, baby.
I don't see him doing Ozempic. He's a workout
that
head.
Man
he's a
is lying
rat.
Like him.
How is he lying? What is he?
Kept
what did he say?
Stuttering. 50 Cent do not stutter. No. So when he started stuttering, I was like, my baby's on Ozempic.
Thank you.
Y'all should have them cut y'all a check, and you don't even take Ozempic. You take Mojaro.
I take Mojaro. Sure do. Boo.
So y'all need to endorse Ozempic or have them call y'all because everybody is not on that.
They make
other things.
They are on Ozempic. That's why my daddy got a missing toe. I told y'all, my daddy got a missing big toe. He had to cut his big toe off
because
they ain't had no more Ozempic in Montreal, Canada.
Because all the 50 Cent were taking
exactly.
it.
Exactly. 50 Cent was taking all the Ozempic.
And that's why my daddy got 50 Cent. Oprah out here on the Ozempic.
She told us.
Yeah. So because she told us she's not responsible for the shortage?
No, she told us that she's on some type of medical thing.
Yeah.
She just didn't say the word. She was a grand girl.
Now, how do y'all know she's on Ozempic? They make other things besides Ozempic.
Well, they all cousins, Brad. Ozempic, Mojaro, Guerrero, Barbara, they all cousins.
Barbara.
Give me two shots of Barbara.
It's a fancy Barbara.
We're moving on. Looks like Cameron and NBA star Ben Simmons almost came to blows. So on the latest episode of his sports show, It Is What It Is, Cam detailed his test running with Ben at the L.A. Lakers versus Brooklyn Nets game at the Crypto Arena. Check it out.
He's standing there, and I'm trying to get through, and I'm like, he's looking at me, and I'm like, I don't want to have an ice grill contest with Ben Simmons because this is just stupid, you know what I'm saying? So he looks and comes my way and just walks past me, and I'm like, why would you play these games with me, yo? Just say, if you don't like what I say, I'd rather be like, yo, Cam, I wasn't feeling that. You don't understand. I'm really hurt. I'm really going through something.
Cam 47, Ben Simmons, a professional athlete, 27.
Oh, don't do that. So you think, so you saying Cam's supposed to be scared?
No.
No, because Cam is an unprofessional athlete. He once got kicked out of school for, like, because he was playing basketball at Kilgore College in Texas. Mm-hmm. And he beat up a dude so bad, he had to leave.
Oh, no.
That street.
There's no doubt about it. Just general 27 versus 47. 27's a professional athlete. Like, woo.
No, you sometimes fall in that pocket of old man strength. And that's, I think, true. Cam still got it.
Cam is a street athlete.
So, have y'all ever wanted to fight somebody because of the way they looked at you?
I know Brad.
If I've said something about them and they looking at me like they want to do something to me, yeah.
What do you do? What do you say?
Yeah, I wait for them to say something to me, but I'm ready.
Yeah.
Because a look can tell you everything. Sometimes you don't have to say a thing. It's the look. Mm-hmm. They might look at you like they're getting ready to come get you. So you just gotta be ready.
Can you give me the look?
I can't give you the look.
Okay. Oh. I don't know. Is it the look? Is it like this?
Yeah.
That looks confused. It looks like you're trying to hear something through a door. Like,
that's not it?
Like, you hear somebody talking, but you're not sure what they're saying.
There's a secret. Like, there's a secret being told across the room.
You look like somebody farted. Who was it? When? Who did it?
Well, up next, which comedian says, honey, he was happy to pay for his ex's birthday trip? That tea after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Hey. So comedian Country Wine may have 10 kids to take care of, but that is not stopping him from spoiling his 5 different baby mamas, including his ex-wife. Take a look at what he had to say on Club Shay Shay with Shannon Sharp.
You're divorced, mm-hmm. but you still can't take care of your wife?
Yeah. Yeah, she get a bag every month.
Y'all still cool? You cool?
Cool. She just takes some money this morning. For a birthday trip.
Wait, I'm just gonna figure out how you move on, but you still take care of what you left behind.
Because I feel like them kids be stressing them out so bad. I'm like, man, they do a good job of that.
Right.
Now, if the mamas don't do a good job of the kids, I ain't giving them that.
Right.
But I feel like them kids is the job.
I got to break you off.
That's a job.
I agree with it. I feel like every man, if you are going to procreate with a woman, that woman and those children should be your responsibility forever, period. Mm.
The woman and the kids?
Yes.
The woman had the kids.
The kids.
No, the woman too.
These men want to be out here and have several baby mamas. Well, you know what? You need to be taking care of all those baby mamas and those kids.
If he was to get a current wife, I mean, she shouldn't have much to say about it as long as she getting hers, honey. Because if I know Quisha getting $100, I need two. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just don't I get a little bit more, give her what you want to give
her. I mean, if you marry, it should be like everybody, because y'all a union. So it shouldn't be like you ain't on the payroll, you ain't on the salary, like y'all together.
Let's be for real. Anybody getting with Country Wayne at this point with all them baby mamas he got, they getting on the payroll. They're not getting with him just because it's like, no.
At a certain point, it gets to be like people are aware of the scenario. Yeah. People know what's
ain't
going on.
Ain't nobody getting with him for true love, child. We getting on the payroll. Let's be for real.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't think he's cute enough for true love?
No, 10 kids? I could never be truly in love with someone with 10 kids.
But what if that person had, like, $1 billion?
Now, could I be truly in love with $1 billion? Yeah. Yes, I could. Yeah.
All right, y'all. It's time for...
What a fashion!
Now, Portland Trailblazer Jeremy Grant, y'all, he was most definitely, honey, blazing trails, honey, with this pregame look on Tuesday. 6'7", Jeremy wore a beautiful black hoodie with a blue jean ensemble resembling, honey, a long denim skirt. Now, are we here for this look?
It's like the walk of shame when you leave in your girl crib, but something happened to your clothes.
Yeah.
But I tell y'all, these damn heteros are getting ridiculous. They are getting ridiculous.
You feel like they're encroaching on your territory, right?
Yeah. They taking everything from us, hell. We can't wear a damn skirt no more because the damn hetero's wearing them.
There seems to be like a seasonal change going on where like guys are dressing more like, what do they call that?
Gay.
Unisex. You know what I'm saying? And Gary's becoming and dressing a lot tougher.
Oh my God, look at that. You got the beaded jacket on. You got the beaded.
You got a little shaman on today.
Marlon, Tito, Randy, and Jermaine are waiting downstairs. Like, you know, like he got that superstar stuff for today.
Baby, this is a mixture of the Jackson and Beyonce.
But he's a handsome guy, though. I mean,
yeah, but girl, come on, would you date him?
Yeah, of course.
With the skirt.
You don't think I would go out with a guy in a skirt?
I don't think you would.
You don't think I'm that open-minded?
I think no, because you broke up with some people for some really, like, basic reasons. Like, yo, like,
crazy.
It's missing a back tooth.
Yeah. Jesse doesn't like men who are missing side teeth, but what about men with a side split?
Next, we're having some fun with Married to Real Estate's power couple, Egypt Sherrod and Mike Jackson. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Hey. Well, we have two beautiful people in the studio who are not only designers and builders, but they are showing the world how to get that real estate bag, y'all. Hey. Everybody give it up for HGTV's power couple and the stars of Married to Real Estate, Egypt Sherrod and Mike Jackson.
What's
How
going
y'all
on?
Feeling?
Listen, we're feeling great.
Amazing right
now. No,
no,
here's the truth. We're tired. We're exhausted.
Okay. All right, okay. Since you don't let it out the bag yet.
We're working on houses. We got three kids. We need a vacation.
Yes.
But you know this now,
I do
right?
understand. Yes. Yes. No, well, congratulations on all that stuff.
Well, I feel like we got to hit Mike with the hee-hee-hee, like Michael Jackson, all right? So, well, let's get into it. What can we expect on season 3 of Married to Real Estate,
Mike? It's higher stakes.
Well, she was talking to me.
Oh, sorry.
Just like a
woman. You know what? You have to go home with me.
Yeah, you said just like a woman. Today,
well, what you can see is some of this right here, the banter going back and forth. And my wife learns how to load a dishwasher for once, okay?
No. See, you're really going there today.
So you don't let the Spanx out the bag, so we
don't know it. And all of a sudden, the dynamic changed. I don't know what it is.
Not see what had happened.
Not for what?
You see the journey of Indigo Road, which is our real estate renovation and design firm right here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
You see the opening of it, the full culmination and staffing of it. So we're excited about all that.
Okay.
Man, I love it, man. Awesome. And one thing I've always wondered watching the show, how do you balance working together as husband and wife and all the business stuff in between?
Yeah.
We'll tell you when we figure that part out. When we get there, we'll tell you.
There's a lot of date days and a lot of 1 hour sessions on the job site. What?
Oh, Lord.
One hour sessions on the job site?
You consummating and renovating at the same time?
I was talking about where we meet and we talk about the supplies.
Let's talk about this. Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade said that they go 50-50, talking about finances and marriages. How do you guys feel about the 50-50 thing?
When you're truly in a marriage, it doesn't matter. All that number stuff, because you got me and I got you.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. But I don't agree. I think a man should pay for everything. man should pay for everything because he's the head of the house, and he should lead.
So in this day and age, in this generation where a lot of the women, percentage-wise, are taking over and their money is more, you still think that man should pay more?
Yes, because she's the woman. She should be able to put her money in the bank and take care of the kids if there's kids.
He's just trying to get a rise out of you.
No, no, but you really believe
that? That's because Gary's the woman in this situation.
That's right. Make no error.
That would be a beautiful thing, but I also think it would be selfish.
So how hard was it, honey, for each of you to lock down each other?
Well, we knew each other before we got together for a while. I knew him as a club DJ, and he knew me on the radio. And my thing was, I don't really want to date in the industry because I'm trying to have a career here. And I also thought he was too pretty. You know that thing? You know that thing about like pretty guys?
Where they're gonna be in the mirror more than you.
It wasn't until I was flipping a house in Newark, New Jersey, and I got into it with my contractor. So I called my mentor and said, "Ulysses, I need another team." So he shows up to the house with his team.
Wow.
And I said, "I need a contractor, not a DJ." And he's like, "You want me to leave? Because I can leave. I can." I said, no.
That's that ego. You want me to leave? I can leave.
But I just didn't know that he had this business. And he also didn't know I was in real estate. But we actually really got to know each other in that scene.
Nice.
And girl, he took off his shirt one day. He was fixing the plumbing under the sink.
And the rest was history.
Took off his shirt.
You wanted your plumbing fixed.
Okay.
Well, things are just starting to heat up here with Married to Real Estate's Egypt Sherrod and Mike Jackson. We have more with the Power Couple right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Keeping things hot with our guest, HGTV's Married to Real Estate stars, Egypt Sherrod and Mike Jackson. We love to play games, y'all. So, since y'all keep love percolating while renovating homes, we'll name construction tools and see how you'd use them in a sexy sentence to get the other one in the nook. All right, y'all ready? All right, Mike, you got the first one. The first word is drill.
So, baby, the other night, when you came on the job site and you were wearing your heels, you know, usually I don't like you in your heels, but you came in, and I felt like I wanted to drill you that day. Because of them heels. So.
Someone dropped something in the studio.
If we could bring that to pass.
Interesting.
Okay, y'all, moving on. Okay, Egypt. I got one for you, girl.
What?
Hammer.
Oh, babe, it's a lot of men in the world, but only one that can bring that hammer. That's all right.
In that case,
my. But anyway, y'all, honey, I got one for both of you.
Bring it.
Wood.
No kidding.
I got some wood you can rub on, baby. You interested?
Would you bring that home tonight?
Yes, he would.
I don't know which wood that was.
He used it in three tenses.
All right. Is it plywood?
That's solid wood.
Solid oak.
Thank y'all for stopping by. And make sure you catch season 3 of Married to Real Estate on HGTV every Thursday.
Yes.
Thank y'all so much, y'all.
Y'all are fun.
Thank y'all. That was great.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At Ritual, we're celebrating all moms this Mother's Day, current and aspiring. So whether you're looking for fertility support, natal choline, or our best-selling clinically backed prenatal, we've got you covered. Find your Ritual. Go to ritual.com/podcast and for a limited time, get 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Based on net sales from industry data, including Nielsen IQ, Stackline, and Numerator as of Q4 2024 and top 5 products.